Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message this evening comes from our Old Testament reading, the one from Leviticus. Starting in the 23rd verse, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall observe a day of solemn rest, a memorial proclaimed with blast of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, and you shall present a food offering to the Lord." A feast that is described in this passage is called Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of the Trumpets. And it's a festival that is celebrated to this very day. Every fall, Jewish communities around the world participate in it. And so tonight I'd like to explore what, if anything, it has to offer us Christians today. Now, we don't celebrate this festival, but that doesn't mean it's not worth understanding. For no other reason than it was a festival that Jesus participated in, and so it's worth at least knowing what it was he celebrated, and in what way it pointed the Israelites to the anticipated arrival of the Messiah. Now, the festival was the start of a 10-day period of time that they called Days of Awe. Now, on this day, the leaders would blow a ram's horn, and the people would present food offerings to the Lord. Now, tradition says that that horn would blow 100 times that day, and that the sound was meant to jostle the Israelites awake, to shake them awake into remembering that God is their king and that he is the creator of all, including them. And so you can imagine, this was a day of remembrance, a day to recall who God is and what God has done. Now you should see then, right from the start, that we can find immediate value in this festival ourselves. For shouldn't we also be jostled awake every once in a while to reflect on God and His creation? Difference, of course, is that their reflections don't include Jesus. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So for now, we'll stick to just remembering God and His creative power. So I have to also mention then what happens after this festival, so that you have a more complete context around this period of time each year. I already mentioned that this starts a 10-day period that was called the Days of Awe. Now, that time was a time of self-reflection, time when each person would examine his life, repent, and turn back wholeheartedly to God. And then at the end of that 10-day period was another festival called Yom Kippur. And that's where the community would make atonement as a community for all of their sins, and then they would hope that God would forgive them. Now, when we view these festivals and this period of time together, we see a theme. And in many ways, this mimics life, our own life. We turn from God. The Holy Spirit prompts us to repent. We repent. We turn back to Him, and He forgives us. And then we live in that forgiveness until we sin and initiate that cycle all over again. So on one hand, we can relate to the motive of these festivals. But is there anything more, anything deeper than that we can find? And even more specifically, we set aside Jesus. Can we bring Him back into this conversation? but we certainly can. And we can find a richer connection between the festival and the rhythm of our lives, just as we can and just as we should bring Jesus back into this discussion. Now, the main reason that we don't celebrate the Feast of Trumpets is because we're no longer waiting for the Messiah. We recognize that He has already entered into His creation, and He has already saved His people. In fact, we celebrate that right now in this period that we call Lent. Tonight is Ash Wednesday, and it's a time where we can also reflect on God as our Lord and our Creator. And we're reminded that we were created from the dust of the earth, and that we return there as we wait for the resurrection of our own bodies and the life that is to come. Now, the Israelites understood and believed the same thing. It surely was part of their celebration. They looked back to the book of Genesis, and they read this creation account the same way that we read it today. There's no doubt about how we were created, and there's no doubt about who created us. The difference, though, between them and between us is not that we view the past differently. The difference is that we view the future differently. See, next week we'll talk about Yom Kippur, the festival after those 10 days. But for now, I want to say that it was a day when the community would look to the future and hope that they had atoned for all of their sins and that God truly had forgiven them. And they would speak about their names being written in one of two books. And they would never be fully confident which book their name would be found in. Now, for us, we don't share that uncertainty. We believe in Jesus. We believe in His work on the cross. And we place all of our faith, all of our trust, all of our hope in Him. And so we can live in confidence that we have everlasting life with God. We have no need to worry or be anxious about our final destination. And you see, this is the difference that makes all the difference. So as they celebrate this Feast of Trumpets, they entered into a time of uncertainty. It was a time where they would count all of their sins, they would make all of their sacrifices, and then they would hope that at the end of the day, they had appeased God. See, they saw God as a judge and punisher of sins. So with this worldview, this lens through which they read the creation account, returning to dust after death may have invited anxiety. It may have invited nervousness, not peace. But for us, we live with the certainty of Christ. We find peace in the knowledge that our bodies may go back to the ground while we wait for His return. But they won't stay there forever. At some point, we will be raised to the heavens. We'll be reunited with our souls and our bodies, and we will be restored to new life. And so for us, as we enter into Lent, we don't enter into a time of uncertainty. We enter into a time of certainty. A time when we don't have to try to appease God, but instead can reflect on the one who did appease Him. We reflect on our own sins and our own failures, but not with the hope that our names are written in one book or the other. Instead, we reflect on our sins because we know that because of Jesus, we have salvation. We reflect on our sins because we live in awe for what He has done for each one of us. So as you continue your evening, you can remember the Feast of the Trumpets. You can recall our God, God of creation. But recall also our God of salvation, our God who entered into His creation as man and offered us a certainty that the rest of the world still seeks. Please pray with me. God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, You spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. God of salvation, You have given Your most precious Son for our salvation. Through Him, You have created a way back to You, and You have traveled that path to bring us back. You are the God of our creation and the God of our salvation. In Your name we pray. Amen.